Officials are assessing the damage a day after a devastating fire at Notre Dame Cathedral in Paris.
It's a kind of cruel irony of the situation that a renovation aimed at saving parts of the cathedral that were deemed to be, you know, dangerously weakened was actually what may have caused the blaze.
Plus, a House panel subpoenas Deutsche Bank and Bank of America sees higher profits. This is What's News from the Wall Street Journal. I'm Anne-Marie Fertoli in New York. French President Emmanuel Macron has vowed to rebuild the historic Notre Dame Cathedral within 5 years as investigators work to determine the cause of Monday's fire. We'll have more details on the latest assessments coming up, but first, here are some other top stories we're following. House panels have issued subpoenas to Deutsche Bank as part of a broader inquiry into President Trump's finances. The Wall Street Journal's Andrew Ackerman explains.
This is something that Maxine Waters, the head of the Financial Services Committee, has sort of pressed for since 2017. And now that she has the gavel, the bank is characterizing it as a friendly subpoena. So basically they wanted to help out, but they wanted a subpoena before they turned over documents. We know that Deutsche was one of the few Wall Street firms that was willing to lend to Mr. Trump and his businesses. And they've lent over the years, you know, $2.5 billion to companies affiliated with Mr. Trump.
President Trump has denied wrongdoing, calling the House investigations, quote, presidential harassment. Bank of America saw a boost in its first quarter profit thanks to growth in its consumer business. The bank reported quarterly profit of $7.31 billion, exceeding expectations, and revenue of $23 billion, roughly flat from a year ago. Bank of America is the second largest bank in the United States by assets. Johnson & Johnson is boosting its full-year sales forecast after reporting a rise in sales in its pharmaceuticals division. The company's stock is rebounding from a sell-off late last year over concerns about litigation over the company's talc-containing products, including baby powder. While pharmaceutical sales for the company rose in the first quarter, Johnson & Johnson did see sales declines in its consumer products and medical device businesses. Firefighters extinguished a devastating fire at the Notre Dame Cathedral in Paris overnight after the fire had toppled its iconic spire and destroyed much of its roof. Now officials are assessing the damage and what else can be salvaged. For an update on those efforts, I'm joined via Skype by Wall Street Journal reporter Sam Schechner in Paris. Sam, officials have said they were able to salvage the basic structure of the cathedral. What can you tell us today about the extent of the damage as we know so far?
Well, it's still an evolving situation, but fire officials say that about two-thirds of the roof burned, and that led to, you know, what looks like in photographs, two large holes in the vaulted ceiling of the interior of the cathedral. That being said, you know, a lot of the remaining structure is at least still standing. The southern rose window is you know, looks intact from the outside. The northern transept on the other side is weakened, though, and there, you know, because of those holes in the roof, there's still a danger of parts of the building crumbling, especially because all of the water that was sprayed onto that roof, and there's nothing protecting it anymore.
Sam, what about efforts to recover artwork and artifacts from the cathedral? What can you tell us about those efforts and what's happening right now?
Well, last night, as the fire burned, there was a sort of emergency convoy that was put into action, a cooperation between the culture ministry and firefighters to hustle some of the most valuable artworks and relics out of what's actually known as a treasure room in the cathedral. And they were put on a truck and brought to City Hall across the river. They were able to save something called the Crown of Thorns, which is believed by some to have been worn by Jesus during his passion. There's also a tunic of St. Louis and other, you know, some paintings and things like that that were taken out. For the time being, however, there's nothing else being removed. I mean, there's still We're told that some of the large paintings that are attached to the columns in there, called the May paintings, might have had some smoke damage, but are otherwise intact. There's some, you know, reports that other things are more or less intact, but they still have to shore up the building to make sure that it doesn't crumble. I spoke just a few minutes ago with somebody who's more than 100 feet off the ground trying to remove a statue from the apex of one of the part of the vaulted ceiling to make sure that it doesn't pull down the apex and make that part of the roof crumble. So they're going to have to do some work to shore up, you know, parts of that roof in order to have then other experts can come in and do not only saving the artwork, but also there's police investigators that want to go in to figure out if they can determine the cause of the blaze.
And we know the cathedral was under renovation at the time of the fire. What have you been able to find out about potential causes?
Well, the going theory from French prosecutors and the judicial police that are looking into it is that it was an accidental blaze caused by the renovation in some way or another. That's what they need to get in there to look at. Overnight, they interviewed just under 15 workers who had been on the site on Monday. There's a huge scaffolding, which miraculously did not melt or fall during the blaze, but that surrounded the spire and the part of the roof that they were working on. And that's where it appears the fire started. So that's the going theory. The prosecutors say they don't have any evidence so far to indicate that this was in any way a voluntary act.
We are already seeing an outpouring of support for Paris, significant donations pouring in. A lot remains uncertain now, but what do we know about efforts or thoughts about reconstructing the cathedral, which is 850 years old?
Well, you know, when you think about it on that time span, you know, it'll be fixed up in a jiffy. There, you know, are companies out there that do restoration of historical monuments in situations that are, you know, even more destruction than this. Some of the people who do that kind of work had a press conference today that I attended, and they said that a reasonable time frame for doing this kind of work would be about 10 to 15 years to get everything back in order. That's because you have to do everything one step at a time, not all at once. Make sure that each element is secure before moving on to the next one. And so, you know, obviously they're going to have to be very careful about how they do that. It's a kind of cruel irony of the situation that a renovation aimed at saving parts of the cathedral that were deemed to be, you know, dangerously weakened was actually what may have caused the blaze.
Sam, you've also been speaking with Parisians about the significance of the cathedral. Thousands turned out as the fire was burning to watch this happening. What are you hearing from them?
A profound sort of shock. Yesterday, that was definitely the prevailing emotion. People were almost silent, standing in view of the cathedral as they watched it burn. You know, as the night wore on, people got slightly more comfortable when it seemed that it wasn't going to entirely collapse, which I think a lot of people feared initially. And this morning, you know, people that I've spoken to are still in shock. They describe it as a catastrophe, but also sometimes as a tragedy, potentially somewhat averted. You know, there's reason to hope that it can be rebuilt. The spire is lost and a lot of the roof, but many of the works inside and the overall structure is, you know, relatively intact. I think for a lot of people, the cathedral has an importance that goes way beyond Catholicism or the Catholic Church or a religion. It's really a symbol for the country. This is a country that has very Catholic roots, but this is Notre Dame de Paris, as they say. So it is of Paris and a symbol of the city and of the country. And people really regard it as that, at least those that I've spoken with.
Wall Street Journal reporter Sam Schechner joining me via Skype from Paris. Sam, thank you so much.
Thanks for having me.
Now, onto some more headlines from the Wall Street Journal. One-time cell phone pioneer Nokia is mounting a challenge to Chinese telecom giant Huawei. Nokia, a Finnish company, is now a global manufacturer of telecommunications equipment, including cellular antennas and internet routers, and is now second only to Huawei. Nokia is working to expand even more, particularly in the U.S., which has effectively banned Huawei's equipment here over concerns it could be used to spy for Beijing. The Food and Drug Administration has ordered Boston Scientific and Coloplast, the makers of surgical mesh for women's pelvic repair, to take their products off the market. The move follows years of complaints about pain, scarring, and bleeding from transvaginal mesh, which is used to treat a condition known as pelvic organ prolapse. The FDA says the companies haven't provided reasonable assurance of the safety and effectiveness of the devices. Complications for those who have used them have led to litigation and billions of dollars in damages. Store closures and delayed openings continue to threaten the future of U.S. malls. According to CoreSite Research, retailers have closed 5,994 stores so far this year. That's already more than the amount of closures for all of last year. Several retailers, including Payless Shoe Source, Gymboree, and Charlotte Russe, have recently announced plans to close stores. Mall vacancies are up slightly in the first quarter to 9.3%, according to real estate research firm Reis. And that's what's news for this afternoon. I'm Anne-Marie Fertoli for The Wall Street Journal.